Log Talk Radio.
There, podcast land. Miss you guys. It's been 2 weeks. This is the Hodge to Hodge podcast, the Messenger Edition. We have co-producers Ken and Ron Hodge. This is Nurse Carmen, and we welcome you, and we thank you for tuning in. And now we'll have a conversation with the Messenger, Ron Hodge.
Good evening, and once again, thank you for tuning in. Tonight, I just want to say to us all, once again, it, as Nurse Carmen said, it's been a week or two, and just want to give you time that you can begin to connect and understand just who it is you are. Welcome the Messenger, and we've got another caller, but I welcome you to the live edition. One of the things I want to let us know is that we're one decision away from actually solving the solution to our biggest problems. Now, this is a decision so powerful in its impact that it would solve not only our biggest collective problems, but the largest problems faced by each and every individual that's hearing this message. But be warned, this decision may not be what it seems, and it definitely will not fall in line with what is most widely expected or most generally accepted. This may be a daring decision, perhaps the most significant decision of your life. And don't think you didn't know that when you started hearing this, you knew exactly what you were doing and why. Nobody has to tell us that life on Earth is not what we had hoped it would be. All we have to do is take a look at what's happening every day around us, and in some cases, in our own lives. There are very few among us who have not found ourselves shaking our head in discouraged dismay at the latest tweet or the online news bulletin or newspaper headline. And sometimes, too many times perhaps, at the challenges confronting in our home. This leads to a compelling question. Is it possible, just possible, that there's something we don't fully understand about ourselves, about life, and most important, about God, the understanding of which would change everything? Now, to me, the answer is obvious, and actually to you it is too. Because if your answer is yes, what you're doing is you're invited to now undertake a very quick but deeply revealing explanation of everything, why things on the way this earth are the way they are today. When our biggest problems arise, what has blocked us from the obvious solution? And how we can dissolve the problems virtually overnight. we begin with some additional compelling questions. What if the most wonderful idea you ever had about life was true? What if the most wonderful idea you ever had about yourself was true? What if the most wonderful idea you ever had about God were true? What if the most wonderful idea you ever had about what happens after you die were true? What would then be true for you? Do you think that there would be any difference between how you might then experience life and how you now experience life? Now, your answers to these questions are now setting the course and direction of your experience on Earth. Did you know that? Not to be overdramatic about it, but it's true. They are determining the path you will take. And all humans collectively answer to these questions are now creating the future for our children by determining the path we will all take. Will it be the path that all of us have taken for thousands of years? The ones that got us here, where our lives and the world are today? Is this what we want to be? Is this our most wonderful idea about life, about ourselves, about God? Ideas are important. It is ideas that create beliefs, beliefs that create behaviors, behaviors that create experience, and experience that creates reality. And if our most wonderful ideas became our beliefs, life on our planet would look much different than it does today. Scientists tell us that it takes 1 in 10 people to empathetically embrace an idea, and the masses will follow. What then would cause just 1 in 10 people to believe that the most wonderful ideas we ever had are true? A single decision. We're one decision away, really. But we must make that decision now. Not doing so is starting to have on all of us a real effect. Let's not dance around this. We have a big problem on Earth, and it's touching our lives every day, individually and collectively. There's no reason to move into a dark or depressed state over this thought, because the solution really is just one decision away. It is not even a difficult decision to make. We just have to choose to make it. Many people agree with the decision instinctively already. They simply haven't implemented it in their lives as a practical matter, probably because they're waiting to see if everyone else agrees. The time is over. The problem now confronting us is becoming persuasive. It's evident not only in the world's government and the world's corporations and the world's social or religious institutions, it's affecting all of us. In American homes all across the planet, we feel the effect. So what's up? What's the problem? Let's lay it out in direct terms. The problem, the biggest problem in society, doesn't know what humanity's biggest problem is. We can see the effects of this problem all around us, but we don't seem to see the cause. Now, you have a real problem when you know you have a problem, but don't understand that what the problem is. You don't know what's causing the effects that you're observing every day, and all humanity is confused about this, but it has gone on for so long that it's now created a condition. A condition that threatens to become permanent. Here's one that shows up, perhaps more than ever in recent times. We're hearing folks say that if you do have a problem right now, it's only because of those others who are creating problems. We didn't have the problems before, these folks said, and we want to go back to the old, good old days. And just who exactly are those others to whom these folks are referring to? It's those unwanted immigrants, those unsatisfied minorities, those unhappy women, those right-wing radicals, those left-wing nutjobs, those unacceptable gays, those uninformed students, those dumb conservatives, those empty-headed liberals, those unmotivated government assistance recipients. It's those others who just keep making things difficult. A well-known political strategy in the United States. I'm sorry, strategist, Brad Tal. He posted a tweet in the mid-2018. Is the American left willing to live with and among the American right? Or who are we all cultured, raptured? Now, this is going on all over the world. But what the point that I want us to understand is we've got to make a decision. Now, if we all stop for a moment and examine our lives, is it where we want to be? Is it where we truly want to be? When we sit back and daydream, is this what we dream? Well, I'm here to tell you today that if this is not what you dream, then what we're doing is we're waiting to make that decision. Because the decision will let you realize just who you are. You are a creative being. You create your day each and every day. You want to blame anything on anybody? That's on you. But it is you that is doing it.
Amen. That's true.
And because it's you that is doing it, what you need to do is stop doing it. Stop looking for somebody to blame something. If you know, and I use this simple analogy, if you know that you stick your hand in the fire, it's going to get burnt, shouldn't you stop sticking your hand in the fire if you don't want to get burnt?
Pretty much, yes. Yeah.
What we're doing each day is, as I said before, we're living off of past experiences. We regulate, if we decide to go to the store, the first thing we say in our mind is, what happened the last time I went to the store? What route did I take? Your mind is already telling you this. And then there's something on the inside that's telling you, no, you know what? Go the other way. But you won't listen to that, but you'll listen to the mind that's telling you, no, go this way. So how can you really use your full potential when you're not using it? It's there for you. And I can guarantee you, if and when, if you listen and hear what it is that yourself is telling you, and as the simple analogy that I use as far as going to the store, and you listen to yourself and it tells you to go a different way, and you go a different way, I guarantee you, you will get something out of it. Because you have to understand that your soul, which is in you, that is talking to you, only wants what the highest of you, want you to be the very best that you can be. But we won't listen to it because of all the information we got clogged up in our mind, and we think that our mind is more important than our soul. But we've all heard that Philippians, verse Philippians, forgot the name of it, but it says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So what that is telling you is something on the inside of you that is far more powerful than you can even imagine. But what you have to do is tune into it so that it can lead you and guide you. How many of us was getting ready to do something wrong and something told you that that's just not the thing to do?
Amen. That's true. Mm-hmm.
How many of us go to a store and see something they really like, and just for that split moment, you start thinking of an idea of how you can get it.
Mm.
And then there's something in telling you, man, come on, leave that alone. If you want to get that, go get your job and pay for it. Or something, but it's telling you that taking it the improper way just isn't right. It's telling you that. This is part of the reason why we don't be stealing all the time. Sometimes we listen to it and we do steal. We do disobey it, tell you not to eat this, not to drink that, but we don't listen. But it's always talking to you, and we've got to understand that what we've been doing, what generations have been doing for the last 100 years just really isn't working. And you say, well, I'm still here. Yes, but that is the minimal. When you understand exactly who you are, we are all part of the body of God. Understand that it is the spirit within you that dwells, that why you have your being. And when that spirit leaves, the body goes to the dirt. But that does not cease you from being. And I've said this so many times, and I don't understand why it's so hard for people to understand this. You think that when you die, you go to hell or to heaven or purgatory or somewhere else, and nobody knows where it is that you're going, but you're going. And so you think once you die, you are no more. We think that that is the end of life. But then I turn right back around, and I say, how about the dead that has come back to visit you?
Amen.
Now, that person that comes back to visit you, when they come back to visit you, has anybody witnessed that person that came back to visit them in bad shape?
Nope.
Because there is no bad shape. It's only bad shape here because this is what we think. So a man thinketh, so a man is. We are creators. We can create a new life today. And when I say a new life today, that does not mean it's not like it can't be done, but it's not saying tomorrow morning you wake up, you're a millionaire. But you're on your way. Why? Because you look at things different. When you realize that you are part of the body of God, you don't worry about a lot of stuff because those things don't matter. Because no weapon formed against me can prosper. That does not give you authority to go slap somebody, because if you slap somebody, 9 times out of 10, you're going to get slapped back. But when you're when you're listening to the God within you, it would not desire give you have you slap anybody. It'll have you hug them, but it won't have you slap them. And if you want to know the difference between your mind and the spirit within you, whatever is saying the good, you do that. Because why? Because God is good.
Amen. Amen.
And God is not going to have you. You know, people like to say that God is testing me. God's not testing you. You're testing your own self. These trials I'm going through is just a test. No, it's a mistake that you made, and the outcome that you expected did not happen. So this is what the outcome of what you did is. It's not God punishing you. This is what you asked for. Whether you want to accept it or not, this is what you asked for. And so you've got it. So you can't go around blaming nobody when this is what you wanted. And what we have to understand is if this is not what we want, we have the power to change it. I'll give you another example. How many people have been in a situation per se? Let's use a stroke victim. Okay, when they have a stroke, then the next thing you know that they don't have use of the of a certain part of their body or something. But that person made up in their mind that that is not so.
That's right.
So it may not function like it once did, but it's functioning good enough for that person. Because that person, depending how determined they are, they will keep going and going until it's like new. But then sometimes what happens, well, I got to this point and I can manage. But it's still up to that person. Not no doctor, not no this and that, not no husband, not no wife, not no anything. It is up to you.
That's
how can you be good and true to anybody else if you can't be good and true to yourself? And so this is what we have to understand, who we are. And when we understand who it is that we really are, and not only who we really are, but whom we really are, then
you're fucking
we can
moron.
Start
don't ever go over my fucking head again, you motherfucker, you.
Okay.
Was that you, brother?
No, I don't know how that happened.
I really don't know. Wow. Because that definitely wasn't me. I was going to say, okay, we're trying to be new and invigorating, but I don't think we want to go there.
Yeah, no.
Wow.
Well, to my podcast audience, I definitely want to apologize. I don't know what happened, but I apologize. But anyway, back to the message.
Back to the message again is to let us know even something like that. It ain't no biggie.
Okay.
It's no biggie. Why? Because who we are. Now, if you don't know who you are, something like that could kind of disturb you. But it's just some words.
That's right.
That we all use. Was it the timing good? No. But hey, as they said, and the band played on. And I use that just as an example to let us know how it is that we can control our life. Now, you could take what I meant by that is you could take that what just happened as something negative and let it bring you down from your good place. Or you can allow it to be able to laugh at and stay in your good place. But you control how that affects each moment. And the same way with that, what happened just now, is applicable to everything that happens in your life. Because you are the master of your life. And that's what we have to learn. We have to understand that we are more than what we look in the mirror and see. Each and every one of us know that there is nothing so good that we've done that any of us should be here right now. And because there's nothing so good that we've done that we can think of,
right,
then we have to know that it is something more than what they've been telling us. I mean, if we really go by what it is that all the different religions and stuff been telling us, truth be told, we should all be out of here. Right? I should be out of here. I should be out of here trying to find some ice water. If we listen to what it is that they've been instilling in
what
us.
That's right.
But you can't say that God is good, loving, kind, and forgiving and merciful, and then say, if you don't bow down to me, then I can't take it anymore. I'm throwing you into a fiery pit for eternity. It just doesn't make sense, because when you die, the only thing that is alive is your soul, and your soul is part of God. So when we come to understand that, maybe we can look at life a little different. Maybe we can start to count it all joy.
Amen.
Count it all joy. Why? Because all things are working together for the good. You may not see
That's
it,
right.
but it's working mm-hmm. together for the good. And yeah. instead of you enjoying the process, you fret over it and you miss the good.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a lot of good that's happening even in our lives that we might want to compare it to others and think we're a failure or whatever. But we have to understand where we are, where how we put ourselves there, and understand the same way we put ourselves in the position we're in now, we can put ourselves in an even better position. Why? Because we're the ones who put ourselves in this position. So if I was able to put myself in this position, then I should be able to put myself in any other position I want to be in.
All right now. All right.
But we've got to let go of the negativity. Because what the negativity does, it makes you disobedient to the spirit. And the spirit which is within inside you. How many of you started to ask a question, and before you can even get the question out, you already knew the answer? Where'd you think it came from? Your
from
mind? That's where it came from. Yes. If you think it's your mind, then you would have never questioned it from the beginning.
Right.
Because the mind has that data. You was obedient to the soul, and the soul provided the answer for you. Now, this may sound a little confusing or a little out of the norm, but that's where we've got to go. And as I said to you on all my podcasts, please don't do anything that I say. I just ask that you would listen and then speak to yourself. Or speak to God, as you would call it, and speak to God and wait for an answer. Don't just speak to God and then get up and go about your business and then say he didn't answer. The spirit didn't answer you. But please know that God has all kind of avenues. This message today might be answering somebody's question.
Amen.
God could use a billboard sign as you're driving down the street with just the right answer for you. But you've got to be able to open up so that you can see it and receive it. And if you walk around blaming everybody but yourself, you miss it. I do thank you. As I said, I did truly, truly, truly miss you guys and glad to be back. Actually, I'm going to turn it over. I went a little long, but I give my co-producer his closing comments.
Thank you.
As always, I really appreciate it when you tune in and hear the podcast. But
Amen.
More importantly, I appreciate you receiving a message. And again, please don't confuse what it is that our intent is. Our intent on Hodge to Hodge podcast, the Messenger Edition, is simply to get you to look at something different. And if you look at something different, it might make a little more sense to you. And if it makes a little more sense to you, then you'll continue to look at it. If we allow people to make you think or continue to have you believe that the only way you can have oneness with God is through an intercessor or anyone else, then we want to stop that train of thought. We believe on the Messenger that God resides in each and every one of us. He is
Amen.
I am him, and we are all one connected in this universe. And when we begin to really accept that philosophy, then everything we do will be different, because the basis for what we do, the basis will be to help someone else. Hey, this is co-producer on the Messenger Edition. Have a great week, and we'll be back Sunday night continually bringing you a message that God lives in you. And when you understand how awesome that concept is, it will make you be a better you, whatever that might be. Hey, good night, podcast.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, all.